From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United Nations has severely criticized the Vatican for what it calls systematically allowing clergy to rape and abuse thousands of children. The Vatican, in response, has said the UN has interfered. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
In the report from the UN Human Rights Committee that looked into the practices of the Holy See, the authors urged the Vatican to make its records on paedophiles public. The report denounced the clergy who had, quote, concealed their crimes, and also severely criticised the overall code of silence within the church. The report said by transferring known sex offenders to other parishes, the church had placed children in many countries at high risk of sexual abuse. As a signatory of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the Vatican is bound to upholding the basic human rights of children, something the UN and many outside the church feel it clearly hasn't done. This report once again puts pressure on Pope Francis to act and commit to promises he made in December to set up a commission to look into abuse within the church.
One of America's largest retailers is set to stop selling tobacco products. CVS Caremark will pull the products from the shelves of its more than 7,000 stores across the United States in a move that the White House is applauding. Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The president and CEO of CVS Caremark announced a landmark decision in a written statement. Ending the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products, he said, is the right thing to do for our customers and our company. He called the trade in tobacco inconsistent with our purpose. President Obama himself is backing the move. He offered the chain congratulations for an announcement that deals another blow to the tobacco industry.
And gay rights activists across the globe are holding a day of protest against laws passed by President Vladimir Putin's government in Russia banning so-called gay propaganda. With the Sochi Winter Olympics due to start in 2 days, the protests are drawing more negative publicity to the event amid accusations of massive corruption, human rights abuses, and unfinished building work. Tom Barton reports from Moscow.
The protests aim to make Olympic sponsor companies, including McDonald's, Coca-Cola and Samsung, speak out over a controversial law passed last year in Russia. Accusations, arrests and prosecutions under the law have already begun. The legislation makes it a crime to provide information about homosexuality to under-18s. The law's poor phrasing and loose interpretation, say critics in Russia and abroad, effectively stops all gay rights protests. With protests in 19 cities around the world, gay rights activists say the law violates the Olympic spirit.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. officials say 1,200 people are under investigation over a military recruitment scandal during the Iraq War, involving the collection of illegal fees for hiring soldiers. Two generals and dozens of colonels are suspected of having been involved in the fraud, which could end up costing the U.S. government some $100 million. Nina Maria Potts has more.
The U.S. military recruitment fraud, details of which were revealed by two army generals at a Senate hearing, is said to have cost the U.S. government at least $29 million already. Soldiers, civilians, and retirees were allegedly paid between $2,000 and $7,500 to recruit family and friends into the army under the National Guard program, which was set up in 2005. Investigators allege that a number of fraudulent mechanisms were used under that program, in which the Army paid out more than $300 million for 130,000 recruits during the Iraq War. Among the allegations, that high school principals and also school counselors took money for recruiting students they knew wanted to join up.
The U.S. has curtailed missile strikes from drone aircrafts following a request from the government of Pakistan. The Washington Post reports the Obama administration denies there's been a significant shift on Pakistan policy. New York City police have arrested four people as part of an investigation into the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. Two of those arrested were suspected heroin dealers, and 350 heroin-filled envelopes were found at the apartment. Millions of commuters in London are experiencing disruption, with tube workers carrying out a 48-hour strike in the capital. Severely limited train services have been running, as staff walk out in protest over planned job cuts and ticket office closures. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.